This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Evacuations were underway along India's eastern coast Thursday as authorities braced for Cyclone Fani moving through the Bay of Bengal. A roadside vendor said he was one of the people evacuating to safety. Indian authorities have evacuated more than 1.2 million people from the coastal low-lying areas and plan to move thousands more before the cyclone makes landfall early Friday. The U.S. Senate Thursday failed to override U.S. President Donald Trump's veto of a bill demanding the U.S. stop supporting the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. That vote was 53-45 in favor, but it still fell short of the two-thirds majority in the 100-member Senate to pass. Both the House and Senate passed the bill earlier this year, despite Mr. Trump's promise of a veto. The bill was the first time in history Congress invoked the 1973 War Powers Act, which says a president cannot involve U.S. forces in a foreign conflict without lawmakers' consent. The United States is tightening its economic sanctions on Iran by ending a set of waivers that had allowed some of the country's largest oil buyers to continue their purchases. The waivers affected China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and France, I should say, and Greece. VOA spoke with foreign policy fellow Samantha Gross at Brookings about what this move by the U.S. means for its relationship with Asian nations.
The Asian nations were taken by surprise when Washington pulled back the sanctions, and they didn't give them very much notice that they were going to pull back the sanctions either. And so there was definitely some consternation among Iran's customers in Asia and some surprise that they couldn't buy Iranian crude.
That's foreign policy fellow Samantha Gross at the Brookings Institute. This is VOA News. Venezuela's military announced on national television Thursday that it will stand firmly behind embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Juan Guaido, the U.S.-backed interim president, called for the military to turn against Maduro on Tuesday. Thousands of Venezuelans heeded the opposition's call to fill the streets around the nation a day earlier. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan called for sweeping changes in the way the military handles sexual assaults and harassment as the Pentagon releases a new report showing the problem's getting worse. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The military says reports jumped 13%, but an anonymous survey of service members suggests the problem is a lot bigger. Some 20,000 said they experienced some type of unwanted sexual contact, about 37% more than in the last survey 2 years ago. Only a third filed a formal report. The survey found women between 17 and 20 were the most likely to experience sexual assault and that most knew their attacker. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Speaker of the House and key opposition lawmaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to Congress. She says he lied when he testified on April 9th that he was not aware of Robert Mueller's concern over how he had publicly presented the special counsel's Russia probe findings. The Justice Department released a letter Wednesday from Mueller to Barr that shows Mueller's concern before the April 9th hearing.
If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General. Being the Attorney General does not give you a bath to go say whatever you want, and it is the fact because you are the Attorney General.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says Pelosi's statement is offensive.
I just think it's over the top. I think it says more about her than it does Bill Barr. I don't believe he lied a bit.
Barr failed to show up to testify before the House committee Thursday, with the Justice Department objecting to a move to allow staff lawyers to take part in the questioning. The White House on Thursday sought to downplay any diplomatic or political sensitivities after a meeting between President Donald Trump and Foxconn founder Terry Goh. The White House said they did not discuss support for the billionaire's presidential campaign in Taiwan. Wednesday's discussion is the first known circumstance of a sitting American president meeting with a Taiwanese presidential candidate since Washington broke diplomatic ties with Taipei in 1979 as part of its recognition of the communist government in Beijing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.